The speaker was born in 1912, 8 years before women were given the right to vote. But by the time I met him in the halls of Congress, society had mostly evolved. It was obvious that a woman could do anything a man could do. My childhood was filled with firsts. Golda Meir in Israel, Geraldine Ferraro on the Mondale ticket, Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court, Sally Ride in space. Given all these strides, I headed into college believing that the feminists of the 60s and 70s had done the hard work of achieving equality for my generation. And yet, if anyone had called me a feminist, I would have quickly corrected that notion. This reaction is prevalent even today, according to sociologist Marianne Cooper. In her 2011 article, The New F Word, Marianne wrote about college English professor Michelle Elam, who observed something strange in her Introduction to Feminist Studies course. Even though her students were interested enough in gender equality to take an entire class on the subject, very few felt comfortable using the word feminism, and even fewer identified themselves as feminists. As Professor Elam noted, it was as if being called a feminist was to suspect that some foul epithet had been hurled your way.